Hello, and welcome to Get Wood, your favorite show hosted by Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. If you got that reference, you should probably stick around and sing with me. Bam! And you say, goddamn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. I am broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. Yes, I'm broad. And I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a diddling. Oh my God, I love to diddle myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash, berber. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hello. Oh, and once again, I will reference Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Do you get that reference? It's from the 1990s, a show starring the very sexy, at the time she was quite the sex pot, Jane Seymour. Yes, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, I think that's Wonder Woman's theme song, but I don't think Medicine Woman had a theme song, but I don't know. It's just when I donned this attire, my gay apparel. Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to another Tuesday here at the farm. The funny farm, that is. They're coming for me in the white coats. Anyway, my mom used to say that all the time. Hilarious to tell your kid that the funny farm is coming to pick her up. Oh, Jesse, they'll be here soon with the straitjackets for you. Oh, really? Thanks, Mom. Anyhow, let's talk about the hat, shall we? Or, you know, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, I think she did good by people. I don't know. I'm going to say yes, because I've donned the wardrobe that is Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And if you loved her as I loved her, I didn't watch the show, but if you saw the snippets of the pictures, because I was like, who do I resemble? You know, I always love to know who I'm resembling when I'm dressed in some gear that I enjoy. This was actually my stepmama's. Yeah, because I was there with my stepma, going through all the shit, you know, getting rid of everything, as I said last week. And thanks to everybody who wrote to me and with condolences and love and support, and also funny fucking comments. Oh my God, there were some really good ones from the folks that I know from when I'm a kid who really get it. Yeah, they got it. God damn good stuff. Anyhow, so, you know, grief is weird, but hey, how about that you get a nice shirt out of it? And this is from the Mission, the hat is from the Mission thrift shop, because apparently, don't take your shit to the Goodwill. They're not Goodwill in it anymore. You have to, listen, you have to. I won't force you to do things, but I will say Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, suggests that you take it to somewhere else besides the Goodwill, because apparently the Goodwill is not such Goodwill. Did I just say that? Anyway, hi, everybody. Listen here. As you can see from the plants, from the foliage and my lit window of sunshine and sunlight from the Atlantic Ocean, I am back in the East Coast of America. I'm here. And first off, let me just say how much turbulence I endured in the vast amount of travel that I just did in the last couple few weeks. The goddamn, Salvation Army all the way, huh? Is that right? Well, we went to the Mission thrift shop, which is like extra local. And so, you know how I love a locals only kind of situation. Aloha and shaka bra to all who understand what's happening in that situation. Anyway, we went down over there, we took all of Bryce was his name, his middle name. And we took all his shit down there. And this little hat, because it's made of felt. And your pal Jess, I know you think she's real tough. You think she can endure whatever. She's had quite a lot happen in her life. But guess what? She's allergic to wool. I mean, how tough can you be if you're allergic to wool? Come on. Really? It's a lot of, it's just a sheep fur. But it makes me itchy and scratchy and blatchy. All the itchy, scratchy, and blatchy. Oh, my. Yeah, so no, I don't do it. I can't. So because I can't do the wool, this was the felt. And I think it was only $3. $3. And it came with the gold chain on it. Are you crazy, du boubois? En danse, André Dubuchet. I think this is a beautiful chain. And it just went right around there. And like I did before with the boots, if you remember, when I was moving from Albuquerque back to New York City, and I have these gorgeous boots that are very big. They're very large boots. They're very platform. They're very KISS 1970s, if you can go that far back in your ancient histories. And I wanted to take the boots, but they were going to cost like way too much to ship them. They were going to cost like more than how much they were to like buy them. So my auntie, she reminded me, all of your ancestors, you know, because Jew and Irish, all of your ancestors moved with all of their clothing on, all of their hats, all of their clothes, all of their coats, all of their accessories. There's no reason you should not be moving with all. Wear the boots. So I wore the boots. So this trip, how do you do? I'm handling a left breast right now, and it feels good on both ends, my hand and on the breast end. Breast end girls. And so I love the hat. I wore the hat. I wore the shirt. I wore a coat that I got as well at the Mission Thrift Shop. Oh, yeah, it was good. And here, let me just get right into it about coming back and going on an audition for a disco show roller skate, that's quad on the floor, extravaganza, spiegeltant und dance choreographer und roller skating. Okay, so I came back. Now here's what's fucking insane, kind of funny, weirdy, trippy, witchy, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it all the things. When I was in Jerome, that little tiny town on the side of a mountain. Hello, my love, I love you. I tell you, I was on the side of a mountain as you know, this town, no gas station, no grocery store, but 3 or 4 bars. How do you do, Jerome, Arizona? I also feel like Raiders of the Lost Ark in this getup. Like Raiders of, you know, what would be the Lady Raider? Lady Raider. I'm like a Lady Raider Lost Ark. Anyway, I haven't lost the arc. I've just misplaced it. Anyway, in this town of Jerome, where there are just really a lot of like souvenir type of things for sale and interesting kind of throwback stuff, we went to this shop that was more of like a pinup kind of deal going down. All the pinup stuff, all the like Betty Page dresses, and yes, Tomb Raider. Dun, 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 dun. That's again not the song. But yeah, I want to be Angelina Jolie. I would like to be Angelina Jolie in another life. Maybe I was in another life. And so we're in this shop, and I'm like, what the fuck are these? And what the fuck are these? And about the color of my delightful snake earrings here, neon green yarn, spandex bell-bottom pants. Okay, let's just get it over with. Just say it already. Neon bell-bottom spandex green spandex pants. You know, woo, disco, roller skating, disco extravaganza. Then I got the audition. After I'd bought the pants, I didn't know I was going to get the audition. Well, I got the audition, and I wore the pants. Of course I wore the pants. Now, let's talk about this audition. Oh, Carl. First of all, it feels so good to say to people, sorry, I have to cut my trip just a couple days shorter because I have an audition. I am in New York City. Yeah, I have to go to a studio with my roller skates and prepare you know, something disco-y in my mind. I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but I showed up. And, oh, my, and I wore the pants. Of course I wore the pants, the green pants. Mmm. Comfortable? Yes. Breathing? Not so much. But everyone was schwitzy, sweaty. When I tell you how sweaty, schwitzy everyone was, first off, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get my flight didn't get in until, I didn't get home until, I don't know, midnight, 1 a.m. And I'm on about 4.5, 5 hours, because you know how you're all wired up after the plane? So I'm all wired up after the plane. I can't get to sleep. So I'm on like 4.5, maybe 5 hours of sleep, okay? I show up at this audition, spandex green bell-bottom pants, tight yellow poofy shirt thingy, very disco, very on brand to what they had asked for, roller disco extravaganza. So I'm all in, and I'm all up, and I've had, you know, maybe one cup of coffee and a banana, couple bites of a something or other. Thank God there was a something or other left over from the flight, because I would have fallen over. And I'm not even joking you when I tell you I would have fallen over, because here's how it went. There were about 12 of us. Well, not about. There were 12 of us, and they invited all 12 of us in. They were like, come on in, everybody. And we're like, everybody. And they're like, everybody. And we're like, God damn. And it was a big, smooth, how do you do room. And then we all had to go inside. And then the director was like, hi, I'm your director. And he was this English man. He was very delightful, but he was quite run here and touch that and touch each other and hug each other. It wasn't anything inappropriate, but it was nice to have hugs in the morning. But really, like, run over here and touch this and go over there and touch that. And I knew what he was doing, and we all kind of knew what he was doing. He was shaking our nerves out. He was getting our nerves all out, because, you know, when you're going in for a big old roller skating disco extravaganza show, you better get your nerves out. That's going to be a big fucking pressure on you, right? So you're in there with your spandex green day glow goddamn bell-bottom pants, and you're in there, and you're fucking running to the wall, and you're touching the wall, and you're hugging your other dancers, and you're hugging the other skaters, and you're hugging, no skates on so far, just us running about and jumping onto the floor and like doing like half a breakdance move on the floor. Not even exaggerating, I'm bruised. And okay, that's not even the beginning of the end, the end of the beginning. That's not even the middle. That's just the very tip of the iceberg, folks, because here's what had happened was. Next thing I know, we know, we're all blotchy. We're all looking at each other. Hair's a little wet, even, like we had taken a shower. We didn't take a shower. We're just running about in this room. Okay, all of a sudden, this nice young lady comes up to the, Yasmin. And she introduced herself, and she says, hey, I'm going to give you a little short choreography here. We're going to do it together in the third. Well, this old short choreography here, well, I'm going to say it was a bad news bears for your friend over here, because I don't speak in the dance language that they were speaking in the dance language. And a 5, 6, 7, 8. And when I tell you, it startled me when they just counted it off like that. And then the beat came onto the radio, and it went faster than I could have possibly kept up. And there was no way that I, but listen, when your friend Jess puts her fucking mind to it, she can goddamn do it. And thank God, again, I had a couple bites of, like, it was like a muffin, I think, that was left over from my flight. So I had a couple bites. Listen, I'm a medicine woman. I know how to keep myself healthy when I have to exert much of a lot of energy. Okay, so there I am. And I'm talking about, this is dance moves like click your heels up in the sky like an old leprechaun. You know, we just had the St. Patrick's Day. It was as if they were getting ready for us to all perform as a leprechaun. Hoidly, hoidly, hoid. To do it. And then the fucking kick up in the ankles of the tappity tap. The tappa, tappa, tappa. Listen, when I was your age, I would have killed for a tappa, tappa, tappa. Simpsons. Do you know that episode? Watch it. It's hilarious. Anyway, I'm over there and I'm kicking my heels up and I'm shaking my boot tie thing. And by now, all of us are just soaked to the bone. We're sweating through our clothes. Our hair is just absolute soaked. There's water now on the floor from our heads because we're dripping it. And then they say to us, okay, now go and get your skates on. Ah! And not even just go and get your skates on. Everybody, you have 40 seconds to put your skates on. That's right. I had to take a sip because it gets me. I'm like anxious just thinking about when she was like 37, 36, 35. And then this guy came and sat next to me and I was like, she's counting it down. And he goes, I was wondering what she was doing. No. Okay. Now, if this is just a audition, then I listen, chorus line, 5, 6, 7, 8, like, ooh, what? And then the countdown of the skates getting on. And that's not safe is what it's not. Because listen, we all just sweated upon the floor that we now have to race to get these goddamn skates on and then skate upon. And guess what? Everybody fell down when they were skating alone across the floor, because guess why? It was wet as fuck because we were all sweating on it. Come on, people. 21, 20, 19. Ah! Okay, so I did. Your friend, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, did get her skates on in time. Thank you so much for being concerned about me. But God damn it, I've been doing it since I'm a little kid. And people say, oh, Jess, you skate? Yeah, well, for survival, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to hold on to the back of my dad's bicycle through Hollywood growing up because he didn't have a car and I had my roller skates. He had his 10 speed and there we went. Also, I was a little weed delivery person in the New York City area in the 1990s, and so I was also on my roller skates running in, through the traffics of New York City. Not as bad as the traffics now, but I did have a Walkman on, and perhaps there were, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with little Bump and Grind was playing to give you an idea of the year also that we didn't hate R. Kelly yet. Didn't really know what he was up to, although I think Chappelle did. Anyway, so they asked me, Jess, you can do that? You can skate? Sure, I can skate to survive. Now, when they give me a whole choreography of 5, 6, 7, 8, click your heels up in the sky and do a little booty guy, well, then they tell me put on the fucking skates within 40 seconds and then do the choreography in the skates. Now, you could say, Jessica, listen, I've been listening to this show for this whole time, and you said it was a roller skate disco extravaganza. So, of course, how could you not know that they were going to make you learn a dance routine and then put it on your roller skates? Well, I would say to you back, I don't know. Maybe perhaps I thought I was more in the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Company B than I am really in the skater skater survival mode of Company C. Do you see as in see as in way as in all the words that mean yes? Okay. So we put on our skates, and let me tell you something, friends and lovers, there were 12 of us in that room, and they had told us before we got in there, hey, we'll let you know if you get a call back right away, don't leave the area. And then at the end, when it was time to go, everybody was asked to leave the area. Nah, there may have been one guy that was spoken to closely by the director, but all of us were asked gently and sweetly to have a nice day. Yeah. And we were sweating through our clothes. And so I decided to walk down the street in said spandex pants. And I have to tell you, I haven't walked down New York City streets in spandex pants. I don't think ever. I don't think ever. I mean, it was only 11:30 in the morning. So it wasn't like I was, you know, hotsy totsy for sale. Plus, I'm sweating through it. It wasn't sexy is what I'm saying. It just looked like, why did this lady go disco roller skating before noon already? And she's just like walking around all cranky. She looks hungry. Like maybe she's hangry because she just had a 5, 6, 7, 8. Are you kidding me? Whoo! All right. Well, yeah. But as I told, you know, my stepmom, when I went over to Albuquerque for a couple hours, I was like, listen, I'm only a couple mountains away. Or as they would say, mountains. I'm only a couple mountains away. Shout out to all the fine people who were there and who met up with me and who made it possible for me to give them hugs, and for the folks that didn't even know I was going to be there and wound up seeing one another and it was just more of exciting, and to those who I didn't get to see and I would love to see again, and perhaps you'll come by in New York City. Speaking of New York City, hey, while I have your ear, your eyes, your lips, your nose, ew, what are you, some sort of cannibal? Yellow Jackets, I'm doing a show. Oops, did I just scratch you? I'm doing a show on Thursday night. This Thursday night. That's right. That would be the 21st. Mm-hmm, because today is the 19th of a Tuesday. 21st would be a Thursday. That's right. That's right. Folks, at Basic, it's anything but. The show is, okay, so it's at a place called Basic, but it's spelled B-A-S-I-K, and it's, Williamsburg-y kind of situation. Carroll Gardens-y. It's on Graham in Brooklyn, on the other side of Brooklyn, from where I am. Yeah. I'm on the side, you know, Coney Island, Brighton Beach, Mermaid Avenue, you know, where all the mermaids are. But if you go around on Thursday, please come to Basic. Jeffrey Emerson, Jill Wiener. Oh, yeah. They are hilarious and they are so fun. And I believe it is a free show. Starts at 9:00. And the times that I've been there, and I don't promise you anything, but the times that I have been there, Mr. Judah Friedlander, that's right, that's that guy, the fucking most amazing world champion, is usually there. So let's just see about that. I'd like to end on a more psychological note. Does that make sense? Yeah. Let's do some diagnostics, okay? I'm going to not on a car, but on a people's. So do you notice that a lot of people, like people said to me about the Oscars, Jess, did you notice that a lot of the young people were talking about having anxiety and having panic attacks and having, you know, social anxiety and some problems with, you know, all these OCD and ADHD, and everybody thinks they're autistic and all this stuff, right? So here I am, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, and I'll give you my, here's my diagnosis. You ready? And it's very Gen X. So if you want to change it, you can change it right now. You can turn me off. But everyone has some sort of fucking disease right now. Are you kidding me? Like, I can't work at a job. I have ADHD. I can't work at a job. I have OCD. Really? Because do you know that Hemingway and Fitzgerald were writing unbelievable stories in full blackouts? Do you know what I mean? Bukowski, how did he even get pen to paper? William Burroughs, you didn't shoot up and fucking write a goddamn brilliant story about the mind and the different vortexes within our fucking multiverse. Come on, you pussies. That's what I say. And they're not even pussies. They're just a bunch of little ball sacks. You know what I mean? And not Balzac, not the philosopher. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I say? Because the stone that the builder refuses, the head cornerstone. Do you think that Lenny Bruce was going to say, oh, I'm not going to go to court because my OCD is acting up and I need, you know? No, he read those fucking court papers. Now, granted, it wasn't the most entertaining when he was reading the court papers on stage, but do you know what I'm saying? These fucking kids with their goddamn diseases, oh, I'm autistic. Are you really? Because you seem to have better jobs than I do. So what should I do about this? And I don't mean to be mean, but god damn, what is happening? And how come everybody seems to be doing pretty fucking well? Unless somebody like gives them like a bad, you know, write up or something. And then they're like, my autism is, you know what? Me too. All my diseases act up when I get judged and when I feel attacked and when I feel like I shouldn't read the comments. You know what I mean? All right. That went a lot faster than I thought it would. What else, you ask? What else did I write down? Well, I'll tell you, I didn't get through all the turbulence. There was so much turbulence. Oh, and I forgot. I did write it down. The movie that I saw that I watched on the plane, Moonlight. Oh, my. I know I'm a little bit late. I know I'm a little bit late on this one. But my goodness, if you haven't seen Moonlight, it is one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen. It's so beautiful. It's quiet and it's thoughtful and it's sad and romantic and oh my goodness, how many words can I use for it? It's so beautiful. So I hope that you all can see it. Oh, and I also wanted to speak on, see, here's how I'll end. It'll be a little lighter than my rant on the on the drunks and the drug addicts. I also watched Ghostbusters, the lady ghost. I don't know what they call it. Everyone just called it a piece of shit and was really angry about it. And everyone seemed to have a really hard time with it when it came out. Now, I don't think that's the reason I didn't see it. I just don't see a lot of movies except for if I'm like on the plane or recently, if I have like some downtime, I'll be like, oh, I didn't see that movie. Let's see that movie. And the lady Ghostbusters, I don't know what it was called, Ghost Ballbusters. I don't know what they called it, but I loved it. I loved it like I loved Paris, where I was like, wait, why do they hate this? Oh, because it's actually like fun and funny and silly, and the ladies are actually really smart, and they're not against each other, and this isn't like, oh, the bitchy lady is doing this, and the angry lady is doing that. No. Everyone is just really kind of exactly how the guys were in Ghostbusters, where you loved them because they were each individually smart in their own way and brought something to the table. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe they finally were able to do this. And then everyone just shat on that movie. Everyone was like, fucking movie sucked. And like, I looked up afterwards because I didn't want to look up before because I remembered how much everyone was angry about it. And so I looked up afterwards stuff that people had written about it. And listen, Dr. Quinn is here to tell you, people are just a fucking bunch of lady haters, man. I mean, you knew that because we were not in charge of our own pussies and stuff. You know, you knew that because our uteruses are all like the governments and stuff and in their under their power. So you kind of knew this already. But like, just to look at that and just be like, wow, we're hated. Like, they hated it. Oh my God. Can't even believe how. And I thought, wow, why? And they were like, oh, it's a bunch of gimmicky. And I was like, it's the whole movie is a gimmick, if you want to say that. Like, it's all about ghost hunting. Anyway, oh my God, once again I'm shown this fucking bullshit society that we keep being tricked or trying to get tricked into thinking that women aren't as smart, even though we're smarter, and that we're not as strong, even though we can fucking keep up, goddamn, and we give life. I mean, I don't anymore, but you know what I mean? there's life to be given out there. And it's just so, it fucking blows my mind every time. And I know that sounds so naive, but it really does, and I just have to speak on it every time. And you know what? I'm putting together a set that I want to do for TV. And for TV, it's tricky because my content is such that people get a little nervous, but I want to talk about who I am, where I come from, and what I've been through all within that little 5 to 7 minute pop that they give you on there. And I don't have to curse, but if anyone has any jokes that they love, look, I'm taking it from you guys because I feel like I look at everything and I'm like, I mean, it's good, you know, but what really pops? So if you have any suggestions, I'm taking them. And I'm going to do what the idea that I have for one of the sets this Thursday and at the Brooklyn show. And so I hope perhaps I'll see you there, or perhaps I'll hear from you. And you know, always, like, if you have any movies or TV shows or stuff that you want me to talk about, like, oh, look, like, there were some shootings. There was a shooting on the subway. And I don't mean to end this in a horrible way, but I got to tell you, like, again, being from LA and having been involved in random shootings and getting hurt randomly is, to me, much more terrifying than being on a train and having someone have a fight and have them be specifically targeting people. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I don't know why I have to say that, but I feel like a lot of people are asking me, like, oh, are you so scared on the thing? And guess what? National Guard, you ain't do shit. Since I've been gone, the fucking National Guard was told to come to the subway. And what has happened in the subway since the National Guard? Oh, some shootings. I don't know, you know. So just to show, not that I need to preach to you because I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you don't stop guns with more guns, you know? Dummies. Anyway, chicken nugget. You hope I talked about chicken nugget on Netflix? Have I talked about chicken nugget on Netflix? No. Is chicken nugget on Netflix? My Livia? Is that what we're referring to? I'll check it out. Thanks, Shay. All right, y'all. I love you so much for listening. I love you for hanging around with me. I love you for being you and for taking good care of yourself. And I'm really proud of you for doing what you're doing. You're not hurting anybody. You're not hurting yourself. Keep on doing what you're doing. So proud of you. I would love it if you shared the show, at least with a couple of friends. Come on, you know a couple people that would really enjoy this. I know you do. So just send it to them. And also just share it in your stories and tag me at Get Wood. And I just love you so much. I love you for listening. I love you for watching. And just take care of yourself this week. Don't do shit you don't want to do, you know. And if you're dressed like a character from some sort of TV series from the 80s or 90s, please let me know. And a Korean. Okay. And pass on the show. Love you. And I'll see you all on the flip side. See you next Tuesday. Love you. Bye. Yes. I